DOJ returns Kilmar Abrego Garcia to U.S. to face human smuggling charges. By Neil Monroe on June 6, 2025. The Department of Justice has returned deported migrant Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the United States to face charges that he smuggled many migrants, including minors, into the United States. The return follows an extensive grand jury investigation into Abrego Garcia's background. The return is also a White House concession to demands by federal judges that prosecutors go through the lengthening due process. In the case of Abrego Garcia, a judge has told federal officials they must pick a deportation destination and then persuade the judge that Abrego Garcia will be safe once he is deported. This time-consuming legal process comes years after Abrego Garcia was formally told by a judge in 2019 that he would be deported. The grand jury indicted Abrego Garcia for allegedly being in a gang that transported thousands of migrants, including MS-13 gangsters, into the United States. Many Democrats have rallied around the illegal migrant, despite accusations that he beat his wife several times, served as a street hustler for the dangerous MS-13 gang, and worked as an illegal labor trafficker in 2022. The new criminal charges ensure that Democrats will take more political damage if they celebrate the return of the deported migrant. Attorney General Pam Bondi described the grand jury indictments on June 6. This is especially disturbing, because Abrego Garcia is also alleged with transporting minor children. The defendant traded the innocence of minor children for profit. There are even more disturbing facts that the grand jury uncovered. It is alleged this defendant is part of the same smuggling ring responsible for the death of more than 50 migrants in 2021 after the tractor trailer overturned in Mexico. This is part of that same ring. The defendant abused undocumented alien females, according to co-conspirators who were under his control while transporting them throughout our country. This defendant trafficked firearms and narcotics throughout our country on multiple occasions. They were using vehicles, SUVs with added seats in the back, floors that had been ripped out, guns, narcotics, children, women, MS-13 members. That is what the grand jury found. A co-conspirator alleged that the defendant solicited nude photographs and videos of a minor. A co-conspirator also alleges the defendant played a role in the murder of a rival gang member's mother. These facts demonstrate Abrego Garcia is a danger to our community.